And so now I invite you to close your outer eyes if you have not already done so. Take a deep, healing breath. Hold it for just a few seconds, and then gently, peacefully release. And as you continue breathing in and breathing out, relax your body, clear your mind, and for this now moment, allow any life issues, hurts, worries, or fears to just begin to dissolve. This is the time that we can just simply be still for a few moments. Be still and become centered in the spiritual essence that we are, and realign in the creative power in which we live and move and have our being. Surely, the presence of the Lord is in this place, not just in this beautiful sanctuary, but in the inner sanctuary of our own souls. So in this sacred moment, let's remember that as a spiritual being having a human experience, the foundation of your being is spirit being you. This is always true whether you know it or not. When you listen before you express yourself, you become attuned to the vibrational pattern of the universe, which is expressing as you. You are a dynamic spiritual being. You are love, power, wisdom, discernment, and peace. This is your basic identity in the universe. Make the commitment now that you are going to allow this to be the foundation, the underpinning of all you think and feel and say. So we begin now. We listen to this consciousness before we go into meditation, before we go into the silence, just as we listen to this consciousness before we go to work, before we face people, before we get involved in any relationship, we remember who we are, and then we allow this love and peace to be embodied. As Emerson says, man is an inlet and may become an outlet for all there is in God. The outlet is the cutting edge of our spoken words. We project the spoken word with perfect positive power, knowing that the words we speak are not just our words, but they come from the indwelling Christ, and we allow them to flow forth in faith, in creativity, and in love. So let us know and remember this morning that there is no external vengeful God hitting us with a cosmic 2x4. There is only one presence and one power, God the good. And when we can align our thoughts in what is good, what is pleasing, what is true, that focus becomes our reality. So if there is any area in your life where you are feeling angst, pain, a sense of lack or unworthiness, I invite you to turn your pivotal soul to spirit, to claim divine ideas, and to be willing to co-create with God what it is you'd want to see in your life. You don't have to dwell in victim consciousness. You are not a victim. You are a creator. You are not alone. You are one with all the powers of the Christ. Claim now the divine ideas you need, love, comfort, peace, and joy, for a few moments in the silence. And now, as we come together as a greater spiritual community, we celebrate the truth that Jesus Christ said, "You shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free." for this knowing, for this opportunity, for the blessing of seeing the world from the goodness of God. We are so grateful. And we just say thank you, God, in the name and through the power of the Christ. Amen. And now we're going to come together, ending our time of prayer and meditation by gratefully and joyfully singing our Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and